And now for something completely different. No, really, it's news about ferrets. The little mammals are often kept as pets, but they're also put to work in some places for hunting rabbits. And that's what they do at the Wimpole Hall Estate in Cambridgeshire, England. The estate is offering a beginner's course in ferreting, that is, how to hunt rabbits using ferrets. Simon Dumont is the forester at the Wimpole Hall Estate. He says that his team of ferrets helps keep the number of rabbits in the estate under control.
I've got about 8 ferrets, and you have to train them up a little bit to stop them biting you so much, because they can be a bit nippy. And we have about 100 nets, and then we have these radio locators, which is a bit more modern, actually, because we put a locator beeper on each ferret, and that goes down the hole. So if they kill a rabbit, then we have to dig down and dig out the ferret and rabbit. And that's what we're sort of teaching.
Okay, no, actually, we have a bit of tape from you, and this is from one of your earlier ventures when you went out and you were describing how to put this little radio locating device on one of the ferrets. So let's listen. This is you out in the field.
So we've got these little collars, and it's, I don't know, it fits around just behind the front legs. So you turn it on, but you've got to switch on the little thing on the back of the ferret. So you go, then you can pull out the rabbit. Well, the ferret and the rabbit.
So what does the ferret do? The ferret goes down to a hole, finds the rabbits themselves, and then what?
See, when the ferret goes underground, it's beeping all the time underground. And what you do then, on top of the ground, you have a receiver, and you can pinpoint it very accurately. And you sort of get dead ends. What they do is they go up the dead end, and if you've got a lot of rabbits, you could have 5. I've had 10, and they all get bunched up in a dead end. And the ferret gets the first one, and the rest can't get out. So then he's down there, or she is down there, sometimes feasting on the kill. You then got to dig down, because they could be there for maybe an hour or two. So you dig down, you pull the first one out, and then you always check there isn't another rabbit there. So you then put your hand in, you start pulling them out, and you start going, well, heck, there's quite a few rabbits coming out of this little hole.
Do you actually put your hand down there?
Yeah, that's the tricky bit, because if the ferret's a bit overexcited, if you put your hand down too quickly, it'll bite it, and then you won't let go. And so what you have to do, you have to let your hand relax, and then the ferret will let it go. But if you pull it away, the ferret will not let it pull away.
Now, what happens with the rabbits afterwards?
Oh, well, the whole idea, really, in essence, is that the ferrets are supposed to go down there and flush the rabbits out into nets, and normally we get them in the nets. So probably 2/3 of the rabbits are caught actually in nets, and the other third is caught by digging down and dragging them out of the hole. And then once we've done that, you have to basically take the insides out straight away, and then they're hung up in a meat room, and then after about 2 or 3 days, we then skin them and butcher them, and they actually go into the catering outlet at Wimpole. And the general public have actually been buying quite a lot of rabbit lunch, actually.
What would be a typical meal that the chef might serve?
Well, he mostly makes, with the back legs and front legs, he makes a stew, winter stew, and that's really quite nice, bit of celery, bit of bacon. And then the other one that's really nice, you take a strip of meat down the back, which is called the loin, and roll it in bacon, and that's really nice.
You know, sometimes you'll probably understand, well, I don't know if you'll understand it or not, Simon, but sometimes you kind of don't want to know the backstory behind these things.
Well, funny enough, I think a lot of people, certainly over here, they're becoming more aware of where their food's coming from and whether it's ethical or not. So, I mean, the way to look at it is a rabbit's been out in the wild. It's almost organic-ish. It's good, clean meat. In a lot of ways, people prefer that rather than having something that's been factory grown.
I suppose so, but I know there's been a controversy in the UK over fox hunting, which is now banned. Are you getting any folks who are resistant to not only the ferreting that goes on, but also the fact that you're inviting the public to join in?
No, actually, none at all. In fact, I think people they quite like that, you know, these rural schools have been brought back, and that instead of gassing rabbits or poisoning them or whatever they do with them, the actual fact that you've gone out, you've caught your meal, and you can come back and have a wholesome dinner.
All right, Simon Dumont, forester on the Wimpole Hall Estate in Cambridgeshire, England. Thank you very much.
Okay, then, my pleasure.